Good morning, my friends, or good afternoon, or good evening, whoever you are, wherever you are. This is the Morning Mindset, which means it's time to get your mind right. It's time to reset yourself for whatever you have ahead of you, whether it's a full 24-hour period or it's just the rest of your day. It's vital that from this point on, you live in the truth of God. And the way we do that is to get our minds saturated with the truth of God. The last few days, we've been looking at what Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit. Said another way, it's the kind of thing the Spirit of God who lives within us produces in our lives, in our character, as we are submitting ourselves to His presence and His leadership in our lives. We've talked about the majority of these things that Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit already in previous Morning Mindset episodes. So if you'd like to hear about love or joy or peace or patience or kindness or goodness or faithfulness, go back in the previous episodes and you'll be able to hear our little 4 or 5 minute exhortation about those things from the Word of God. Today, we're talking about this fruit that the Spirit of God produces in us that Paul describes as gentleness. Gentleness. What do you think of when you think of gentleness? A little kitten, maybe? Or a sheep? A deer? A little baby fawn? What is gentleness? Maybe a mother's touch toward her child. Those are the kinds of things I tend to think of when I think of gentleness, and that may reveal something about how I'm wired, the kinds of things I think of. But I think it's helpful for us to, first of all, put ourselves into a context where we can understand the word. What does it mean to be a gentle person, to express gentleness? Well, it means you're not abrasive, you're not harsh, you're not coming across in a bowling over kind of a way, or a condescending way, or in a defensive manner. You're gentle. You're calm. You're approachable. You're easy to entreat and talk to about things. You see, that's gentleness. And Paul is telling us the Holy Spirit of God produces gentleness in His people. You see, because of some of these other fruits of the Spirit that have been mentioned to us, like love and peace and kindness and goodness, we have no reason not to be gentle the majority of the time. There are no reasons for us to be abrasive, to be gruff, to be crotchety and grumpy. You see, those are contrary to this fruit of the Spirit. In fact, I would say they are acts of the flesh that Paul describes earlier in this chapter. Even though they're not in that list, they're the kinds of things he's talking about. Whereas the fruit of the Spirit is entirely different. He's producing in us gentleness. And it's not that we are mamby-pamby people who are run all over. That's not the point. The point is, in our interaction with the people God brings across our path on a day-to-day basis, whether that be your own children, or your spouse, or in-laws, or relatives, or co-workers, or neighbors, or people you just meet in a restaurant someplace, maybe the person who's serving you, you are intended by the Holy Spirit of God to come across to that person with gentleness. There's nothing about you that's pushy or insistent or crotchety or you're grumpy or gripey. You are gentle. You're a winsome person. And that is who the Holy Spirit of God has made you to be. And He is in you right now, eager to produce this fruit of gentleness in you. That's His desire. So look at your day, what you expect to be facing today, and tell yourself right now, I can approach that situation full of gentleness because the Holy Spirit of God is in me to produce it. Let's talk again tomorrow.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.